You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Someone who Tyler shouted out and hoped would win our the drive dinner.
It was if my you missed guess.
It, if you missed it, tomorrow we will not only be doing the Reggie and Ron Radiothon to raise money for the Houston Food Bank, but also just add it to the list here. We will have dinners for all four shows. Payne and Pendergast, you will have a chance to enter an auction to win a dinner, bid on a dinner with Payne and Pendergast. You will have that also that opportunity to do the same with In the Loop, as well with us and with Area 45. And Tyler said, hopefully Mel or Sally are the ones who win our auction.
I said I would guess it would be Sally or Old Gal Mel. Yeah.
So Sally spoke.
Old Gal Mel. I don't think that's going to sit very well with
it. Yeah. Old, not old.
I mean,
old.
O-L-E. I don't think either would sit well.
Nah, I would hope care. Old would.
Well,
she'll get over it.
Old is very different from old, isn't it?
It's very different. Very. It's very different. I'm just telling you, Mel doesn't strike me as a gal that's going to let old gal Mel just slide by because it's an E instead of a D. But go ahead.
Yeah, sure, we'll find out on the next
time. Yeah, she'll probably think she knows you meant old. But Sally said a hairline fracture doesn't always show on a regular X-ray. They don't even always show on an MRI. She said 40 years of experience.
It should do a doctor's eyes. Sorry, that's my opinion. Sticking to it, Sal.
I said I'm willing to listen.
I'm not.
I don't know, man. This is a hard one. This is a hard one for me, especially with their history.
Well, here's the thing: I don't disagree with Sally at all. There is a difference between a professional athlete's right hand hurting in the base of his hand from swinging a bat and it's sore after he swings a bat, and them not doing the right imagery to find exactly what's going on over a month and a half span. That's unacceptable. Like, do I think, like, if I got a little fender bender out here and I went to the emergency room or something, and would the overall scan maybe miss a hairline fracture in my hand that was on a steering wheel or something? Yeah, cool. But when Yordan Alvarez is out there, and Yordan Alvarez is this hand right here, this right hand right here, I've got some real pain in the base of that thing when I swing the bat, in the base of that right palm right there. I got to not find a fracture, and then find it, and not only find it, but find that it's 60% healed, and then be able to find it again and tell us it's 80% healed. Like, Yordan Alvarez, I think, is different. And look, I don't have 40 years experience with Sally, so you may be spot on, but I just think that what we're watching from the Astros is 100% unacceptable.
Just like that. And it always seems to happen to them. That's the other part. It always seems to happen to them. Right? And I don't know. I said I'm willing to listen right now. It looks terrible. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's a bad look and an unacceptable look. And I don't give a rip who it, like, hey, maybe you snuck and missed it, whatever. I got to find somebody else new that gives me a better chance to not miss it. If I'm Jim Crane, with these two particular players that it has happened to the last couple of times. So, and then so much so to have your general manager feel so confident to come out and say, there's an outside chance he makes the trip to L.A.
I kept it real as a true professional myself.
Boss, that's 3 days from now. And, oh, definitely for the homestand against the Guardians. I'm telling you, Sally, let them come back and say he's got to have hand surgery. Now I definitely think that there's something that should have been detected. All right. Clint, it seems like by every passing day, the things for the Rockets and all the moves they've made and everything they're doing are looking better and better and better by the day.
Yeah, Ron, we've talked a lot about the Rockets and the moves that they've made, and rightfully so. They have done a tremendous job. Rafael Stone, Ime Udoka, Spencer Tillman. How about that? Almost gave Spencer Tillman the
Tillman, man.
Tillman for Tita.
That's a man who's aged well, but Spencer Tillman looks good.
The job that they've done has been absolutely tremendous in terms of building this organization, building this roster, making the necessary moves when the stars align and the timing's right. Tremendous, tremendous job. But I get up and I'm watching, and this has happened. This didn't just happen. These conversations have been going on for hell a month, to be honest with you. But I turned the conversations that I'm talking about to the Rockets this morning, and the question that I come up with is: are the stars aligning in a more significant manner than we ever could have thought, given what's going on around the rest of the league? We talk a lot about the East, right? And obviously the Cavaliers are all right. I mean, they did some good things and the season just didn't end where they wanted it to end. But Boston and Indiana are have significant injuries that are going to maybe even set their 2026. It maybe even make set their kind of priorities a little bit different in terms of how they approach roster building.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
And how they approach the season.
The Pacers already let go of Miles Turner.
Yeah.
The Celtics have let go of several of their pieces.
Yeah, and on that injury front as well, the Milwaukee Bucks, obviously, with Dame Lillard as well, with whatever they release him to save money to go sign somebody else. I get it, but just the injuries have ravaged the East. Now, part of this was the New York Knicks didn't have a coach. It looks like they have a coach, Ron. I don't know how confident you are in him, but it looks like they've got a coach on the way.
Can't bend it. Mike Brown could not have been the plan to fire Thibodeau with the guy the Kings didn't want.
Yeah, it sure seems like a lot of these teams, Ron, it looks like they're firing guys thinking the grass is greener, and it's not necessarily greener. I think Milwaukee did it, which I don't know all the inside of what went on. I think New York has done it. But nonetheless, the East, whether it's injuries or it's not finding a coach, the East is a mess. And now one would say, well, that's the other side of the league from the Rockets, and so I don't know what kind of weight that carries until you get to the big dance. But then you look over in the West, and with the exception of the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Los Angeles Lakers have to make moves in order to give themselves a chance. I know they got Luka. I know they got LeBron, but those two can't carry the load all by them. They have got to make a big move, and they've yet to make their move.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
And that's the West, right? Denver has made some significant moves, and I think they were better than they played last year anyway, but they made some significant moves to upgrade. Denver's the one team that I think, Ron, looks like, other than the Rockets, that have made the moves to really take the next step.
Minnesota's trying to be aggressive, Minnesota. Right? They tried to get KD. He just didn't want to go there.
Yeah, so my question is, man, beyond what the Rockets and Rafael Stone and Ime Udoka have been able to do, I mean, have the stars aligned even more significantly for the Rockets league-wide, not just with the East being down, but really league-wide, have the stars aligned in a little bit more significant manner than maybe we first thought?
No, I mean, like, it's the perfect time to strike, right? Now, it is perfect time to strike. The only thing that hasn't aligned, really, is that OKC didn't have to lose anybody. That's the only thing is, like, you know, normally sometimes you look at a 6-7 year process with OKC, and maybe they have to lose somebody important to their team. They didn't, but you have really raised your level much closer to where they are, and that's it. The West looks right now doable until we see some other moves being made. But no, man, you're sitting pretty to where, and maybe we can go deeper in this a little bit later on, but the floor for the Rockets looks, barring major injury.
Sure, yeah.
The floor for the Rockets looks pretty high.
Pretty high, yeah.
Right? Like it doesn't, last year we looked at it, what's the floor for the Rockets? They just, missed the playoffs. This year, I mean, you start to think, what is it? What's the worst it could be if everybody's healthy?
To me, not to get started here at this point. We got to get to the break, Brian. But like, to me, that's a better, more significant conversation than is this a championship or bust type year. The reality of it is with the Rockets, the real conversation is how high is this floor now?
Yeah, like OKC last year went into it saying, all right, man, everything, if things just go as bad as it can and we're all healthy, we'll be a 3 seed.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting where they are. All right, coming up, we heard from Damian Pierce, and he had some things to kind of say. He's somebody that needs a huge, huge camp, and he had some comments that he said that kind of made me lean to wonder if he understands what the next couple of months are about for him. And I'm starting to get FOMO about something Clint's been talking about, and I think Tyler's going to be disgusted. We'll discuss that. Josh, stop being so. I'm gonna block Josh on the text line. He has been a little too nasty.
Don't go blocking nobody.
I'm gonna go block.
You can never get too nasty for this show. Tyler's in that glass right there in our face every day.
I want people to stop. Well, tell him to stop saying he wants me to sit. All right.
Whoa! Brake lights.
Sheesh. We got to get out of here.
Back after this message from your local station.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025, and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.